The original 1892 Gothic brownstone cathedral on this site was destroyed in a massive fire on New Year's Eve in 1956. The Catholic Archdiocese considered rebuilding in West Hartford, near where St. Joseph University is located, but ultimately decided to stay at this location. It was built between 1958 and 1962 at a cost of $10 million, compared to the original church's cost of $500,000. This is a modern interpretation of Gothic design, built with reinforced concrete that's sheathed in Alabama limestone. The Gothic comes from, instead of elaborate carvings and statuary, the Farmington Avenue entrance has symbolism and decorative embellishments in a modern medium. The frieze or mural in the front over the door is made from travertine marble by Italian sculptor Tommaso Piccini. The central figure is a 23-foot-high representation of St. Joseph, with angels holding up his cloak and the figure of Pope John the 23rd, who was then the Pope, nearby. The two buildings under the saint carved arms are St. Peter's Basilica on the left and the new cathedral on the right. The end panels represent figures of people from every continent. In total, the frieze weighs 60 tons and is 46 feet wide and 22 feet high. The bronze doors at the entrance were designed by Enzo Asenza. On the left, you see the church militant. The center door represents the church triumphant, and the right, the church purifying. Also in the design is a Savior in Glory, a ceramic mosaic in the sanctuary. The change in technology led to stained glass windows set in concrete, but not lead.